this was my next question for you, Richard, and I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Was the vaccine or the jab, this will show my bias, but I don't call it a vaccine. Was the jab a success to you?
I think the vaccine works. I think it works. Now, whether you should require it, or whether you need to require it of your troops, that's a decision that needs to be made by the commander in chief. I think it's the vaccine works. I am certainly getting myself vaccinated.
So like Biden said, take the vaccine, you can't get COVID. That's all an admitted fraud, dude. You're living in the past.
Now, that's stupid. I mean, we know it works.
So then you do give Trump credit for having developed a highly successful, highly effective vaccine in warp speed time.
I think that look, there are some things they did right. And I'm not saying the vaccine is necessarily is going to protect you always. We're better off with it than without it. We shouldn't be requiring people to have the vaccine. This is a personal decision.
But it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy.
Well, on the whatever.
Issue of, on the issue of COVID.
Whatever. Don't look into that. Hey, whatever. Can't you challenge me on facts?
We got to hear Michael here.
Show me your medical degree.
No, but I want to talk to him. He saw Tyrannosaurus Rex. He saw Diplodocus. He saw Triceratops. What was it like 50 million years ago?
Well, you guys
were still in charge.
Alex, I wish
bought WMDs in Iraq and 9/11 and all the lies. There's only three
what
news
does
channels.
To do with the
I wish I could be following the chat right now.
With the dinosaurs.
So on the issue of COVID,
okay, Alex, Michael Tracy is the most intelligent liberal you've ever seen. He's going to say something smart here.
On the issue of COVID, Trump continues to maintain to this day.
Oh, Lordy. Just going to make sure we're live everywhere.
Champion in 2020 are responsible for saving millions of lives. So if your signature issue, which mine isn't necessarily, but let's say your signature issue is continuing to have grievances with how lockdown policy was handled, then to support Trump is completely bizarre. Should be public enemy number one for you.
I will stop it here, and I shall give everyone the link to this debate that I moderated last night, although I think I ended up participating in it. Okay. The people from screen to the left to the right, Alex Jones, George Papadopoulos, arguing for why Trump needs to be the president or why Trump should be the next president. Arguing against was Michael Tracy, who has been on this channel in a sidebar, raises legitimate points and is actually quite reasonable for a liberal, but the joke of the evening was that Michael Tracy is now far right. And then the older man with the gray hair, Michael Painter. Richard Painter. It was Michael Tracy, Richard Painter. And, you can go to the chat and see what people have to think of. Richard seems like a very nice person. He served under the George Bush Jr. administration. So one can argue whether or not, look, he's not guilty of the war crimes that his boss was guilty of. Possibly. But there were some funny things, just like litmus test questions. Was the jab a success? He believes yes. He also believes that the deep state doesn't exist, but that the CIA and the FBI are deeply corrupt and arguably acted in a way so as to undermine the duly elected president, Donald John Trump. Painter sounds like a plant. I would say he sounded like a plant. He sounded like someone you would expect to find on CNN and MSNBC. And I say that with no ill will to him. He seemed like a nice man. I just could not believe the things that people were saying, as though we live in parallel universes of information and disinformation. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Now, I want to do one thing here. I just got the thumbnail in, and it's a beautiful thumbnail. And I'm going to go right now and edit this and add the thumbnail so that those who come to the stream in a few minutes can see the beautiful work of DSLR Dave, my thumbnail man and my friend. Spanked by the Court of Appeal has now been added as the thumbnail, because we're going to talk about that today. So I moderated this debate yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Roger Stone was supposed to be the other half of the George Papadopoulos why Trump needs to be president. He had a family emergency, couldn't attend. And for a second, I'm driving up there and I'm like, just put me in, coach. I can argue it. I've been preparing for this for 4 years. And they found Alex Jones, who substituted, but he had to leave a little early. And so though I was moderating, and though everybody knows what I believe on this subject, because I've been quite transparent and upfront about it since I come to the conclusion, It was a fun evening. It was a fun event, and I hope to do it again. That was at Zero Hedge at Real America Voice Studios, and they're beautiful. Oh, now, for those of you who are new to the channel, and there seem to be quite a few of you, some people accuse me of whining in my car. Welcome to the channel, people. Although my car has often now been substituted for my office, and the whining is now, I believe, just astute political legal analysis observation. Viva Fry, former Montreal litigator, turned current Florida rumbler, and we're going to have a fun show today. The world, I mean, I made the joke in our locals community, the world feels like it's crumbling, literally and spiritually. Literally because you have bridges collapsing like popsicle sticks. I mean, I'm not making any blame here. When a however many thousand ton ocean vessel crashes into a support beam of a bridge, one can only imagine what's going to happen to that bridge. We're going to talk about that, watch the video, and you know, explore some of the current, not theories, but people are already starting to theorize. There's nothing. I mean, I don't point fingers, and I don't blame when catastrophes like this happen. People are going to come to certain conclusions, make certain hypotheses. But the bottom line, it feels kind of like the world is physically collapsing, and it sure as hell feels like the world is spiritually collapsing. What do I call them? Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy? They're all, you know, other than Sean Combs, all of these names sound gross. He seems to be under the scrutiny of an investigation for human trafficking, raids on his East Coast, West Coast mansions. And that's it. More volume. Let me hear what I sound like. It might be your phone and not my volume. Let me just see here. Commercials. Good thing. It's a drone. It's a drone commercial. And now I've got a flashlight lightsaber. Okay, hold on. Let me hear what I sound like. Dude, it's your phone. I sound fine, I think. Let me go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com and make sure the audio is good. Locals, how is the audio? And so for those who are new to the channel, we start on YouTube, we start on Rumble, and we start on vivabarneslaw.locals.com. We end on YouTube because we vote with our feet, we vote with our dollar, and we vote with our eyeballs. We go over to the free speech platform, Rumble. And then we end on Rumble, and then we go have our after party at vivabarneslaw.locals.com, where if you are a non-supporting member, we have an amazing above average community. If you choose to support the content that Robert Barnes and I put out in our vivabarneslaw.locals.com community, $10 a month, $100 a year at the, you know, you buy it, you get 2 months free, basically. If you want to support the work we do there, that's the best way to do it. You get exclusive stuff, but there's a ton of non-exclusive open to everybody. Whew! All right. Oh my God. People, what do we start with? And by the way, sound is good. Canadian madness. I had to bookmark an article that was just sent to me by one of my insiders within the Iron Wall of Canada. It actually comes from the post-millennial. Apparently, not euthanizing a woman with autism, according to a court, will cause her irreparable harm. So Canada, the leading nation in euthanasia, or as the Hitlerian regime used to call it, mercy killings. We're going to read this. It's coming from the good people at the post-millennial, who I know very well and like. What do we start? Bienvenue aux États-Unis, Steve Russell. Merci beaucoup. C'est magnifique. On est ici depuis déjà 2 ans. Ça va faire deux ans. Wheel of Death has stopped, but I can't seem to. That's my face right there. Oh, for. Get rid of that comment. Where I know people are watching, and I can't get the darn chat to get out of there. There it's okay. There's a massive delay. Uh-oh. Okay, am I back? Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys. I'm going to blame the internet. I'm going to say the government is trying to shut me up. I'm joking. That's probably just my computer because it's a nice MacBook that seems to be overloaded. So we're going to get to that article. I don't know where we froze, but we're going to start with the bridge. We're going to start with the bridge. The breaking news is a bridge in Baltimore has utterly collapsed after a huge freight line vessel seems to have lost its power and crashed into the support beam, which thus took down the entire bridge as though it were made of popsicle sticks. Now, I want to show you the video, and then we're going to talk about some of the theories. And we're going to get to Pete Buttigieg. Everybody should know, despite being a highway, this is a state bridge, state road. So I don't think that it falls under the federal authority of Pete Buttigieg. But we are going to highlight the fact that Pete Buttigieg is possibly the biggest idiot on the face of the planet and believes that road design can be racist. But let's watch. I mean, just watch this madness. We won't play the whole 6-minute video. Might not be able to play any of this video if we get the spinning wheel of infinity on the video. Yes, you're seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. Is this internet? I'll blame AT&T. Okay, so let's watch the video. Here's the video. Keep it small. And if I can get to the part. So this is the vessel here. There appear to be two power outages on the vessel. Black smoke, it careens into the structural pillar and the entire bridge collapses. Like a centipede that is disintegrated under the forces of nature. From what I understand of the story now, the vessel had placed a mayday several minutes before. Emergency crew had been trying to block traffic and by all accounts, in fact, blocked a substantial portion of traffic and effectively, you know, saved however many lives. There's a number of people missing. Two people have been rescued. The water was 47 degrees cold. That's freaking cold. I mean, that's hypothermically cold. So that's the news. Now, that's the tragedy that has occurred. Now, people, I don't know if it's tongue in cheek. I don't know if it's sincerely held beliefs, as was the case when other structures collapsed and people immediately began looking for answers. This is one person's, and I'm, by the way, I'm not floating the conspiracy theory, nor am I judging anybody who asks these questions, except in as much to say as wait until more information comes in instead of potentially spreading ill-founded theories that people will then remember and be able to forget. This is what one person's saying, and I think looping it into the other subject of the day.
I just showed a video. If you go back, a boat crashed here, but you can see dynamite being let off at every single point. I'm going to do it again. So you have here, charges, boom.
Head for the middle.
On the copy before this, you can clearly see it happened 6 or 7 times. I went right down the line showing each and every fire point. But my point to this video is let's not get distracted by this here. Let's keep these videos going like they'd like us to cover, but make sure you put Diddy in it. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, sex trafficking. Keep hitting those fucking keywords all day, people. Don't let up. They want to play dumb with these stories to distract us. We're going to keep on the subject with their videos, tagging it Diddy. Let's go.
Now, I understand what the person's getting at here. Everybody says this is a distraction. You got the redheaded libertarian. Can an engineer weigh in on this? From what I understand, those sparks that you might have seen, in fact, I saw some of them myself watching the video, by the accounts of many, are hypothesized to be electrical cables that are short-circuiting or sparking as the bridge collapses. There is people out there who believe that certain catastrophes are deliberately set off in order to distract from other more meaningful news. And so you have now the news cycle will be focused on this bridge collapse from a vessel that loses control and steers directly into a pillar, thus causing a chain reaction that takes down the entire bridge. And that's going to be the news cycle. and not P. Diddy. And this individual who thinks there might be a connection is like, well, let's play the game. Let's put hashtag P. Diddy in this video that they're trying to use as a distraction to talk about P. Diddy. I'm not on board with that. I am warning that people should, before jumping to these conclusions, which call them conspiracy theories or whatever, it's tough at this point in history to downplay the potential realism or potential truthfulness of any conspiracy theory. But I would be careful before jumping the gun on certain things. What's clear from this, by the way, I don't know if bridges are supposed to collapse like that. If this is going to be another argument that, yeah, they're designed so that when they collapse, the entire bridge goes down when you hit one structure. If it's a suspension bridge and it's all interconnected, I can understand it. I could imagine that some very nefarious players are like, so that's how easy it is to take down a bridge. Get a big vessel. I mean, you have to get a really, really big vessel to do that, but get a big vessel and ram it into a bridge and we can wreak havoc like this. Now, by all accounts, it was a tragic accident. The ship put out 2 mayday calls, which allowed emergency workers, because you could see the emergency worker cars on the bridge, to block traffic. You saw cars racing to get off in the moments before. But what we call the conspiracy trauma or the conspiracy theory trauma, where we get lied to so much by mainstream media that even when they tell you the truth, you assume they're lying and you look for more sinister conspiratorial explanations. This individual says this. Detonated so that the news cycle is not about P. Diddy and human trafficking. I'm not there yet. And we're going to segue into a video that's been making the rounds and a theory that's been making the rounds. Well, meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg is doing whatever the hell he's doing or not doing. My understanding, this was, despite being labeled a highway, this was in fact a state bridge and a state road and therefore not federal jurisdiction. That's one piece of arguable disinformation that people might not want to regurgitate or retweet too fast for politically motivated purposes. There's another one. Let me see if I can get who originally posted it. Not that one. There was a video circulating that purports to be Pete Buttigieg talking about racist road structure and people thinking that this was contemporaneous or within close proximity of the bridge collapse to say this idiot's talking about road racism where we just had a catastrophe that some people are improperly alleging was of Buttigieg's jurisdiction when it wasn't. It turns out that this video also was not contemporaneous by any means. It's a 2-year-old video. Here we go. Look at this. And by the way, I like this guy, Marty up north. I follow him. But these are the risks. As you see a clip and it looks too absurd to be true. My first reaction is this video even real? Is this CGI? Listen to this.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly Black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or it would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality. And I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
So I'll preface this by saying I absolutely loathe this human being. This is the most idiotic, nauseatingly stupid, identity politics divisive talk ever. It's also just effing dumb. My first reaction was this video can't be real. The video's real. My second reaction was, okay, when did they have time to make this speech between the events and this morning?
I just want to
play it one more time because it's diabolical in its evil.
If an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly Black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or it would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices.
It's the dumbest thing I can possibly imagine. On the one hand, when was the design built and when was the bus built? On the other, how do you know who's in the bus? Black and Puerto Rican kids? How do you know they weren't a bunch of Hasidic Jews? Is it an anti-Semitic bridge now? Oh, because it was built in a neighborhood that tends to be predominantly Black or Hispanic, and they deliberately chose to build it so low that certain buses couldn't get through. Pete Buttigieg is the dumbest idiot on the face of the planet. And I look at him, and I would be inclined to say evil, but he looks truly stupid. Like, it looks like there's one hamster spinning on a wheel in his head.
I don't think we have anything to lose by
Look at this guy. This is something like, the lights are on, but nobody's home, to quote Ace Ventura, or the old man in Ace Ventura. This man is he might be dumb and evil.
Fronting that racist. Simple reality. And I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging.
The only problem is, this has nothing to do with the events of yesterday. This clip, I had to go find it. I had to go find it just so that we all make sure to be accurate. Why do I hear myself again? Oh, I hear myself somewhere here. Hold on. Where's the original source of that video? It was Pete Buttigieg, not on the five, not me, Pete. Did he hold? Here we go. The video dismiss is from 2 years ago. And in case any of you thought you must have a brain that's melting and falling out of your ears, there's no way anybody could be so bloody stupid to say something like that. I present to you Pete Buttigieg.
I'm still surprised that some people were surprised when I pointed to the fact that if a highway was built for the purpose of dividing a white and a black neighborhood, or if an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices.
Obviously.
I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting.
You'd have to be a racist to say that that's not obvious. I guess I'm a racist. Clip it. No. If a road was built to separate a white and a black community, that if they said in the blueprint, in the neighborhood plans, we're going to build this road to separate the blacks from the whites. Well, my goodness, I might adopt a liberal ideology and say, well, you've created a nice safe space. So no white. It's Blackout Friday, right? You know, no whites are allowed to enter the theater. Oh, I'm sorry. No, when you do that active discrimination, it is in the name of anti-racism. And then you go ahead and you see a road and say racism.
That simple reality. And I think we have everything to gain mm-hmm. by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is mm-hmm. why the reconnecting communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away, putting to work.
But that's such a heavy lift. I mean, you have to reconstruct communities that this happened to. As you said, mm-hmm. some of these beltways mm-hmm. and interstates and roadways were built before the Civil Rights Act, mm-hmm. before the Voting Rights Act, and were meant to be racist. But how do you go about redefining and replanning these roadways and communities that are already settled in?
This is not Idiocracy, people. This is not a scene out of Idiocracy. President Camacho, the roads are clearly racist. We need the smartest man on the universe to find a solution to these racist roads. What's the solution? Give us your money.
So what's interesting is it's going to vary by community, and we have to listen to the community. Sometimes it really is the case that an overpass went in a certain way that is so harmful that it's got to come down or maybe be put underground. Other times, maybe it's not that way. Maybe the really important thing is to connect across it, to add rather
synergy.
Than subtract. And that's where we don't want to rather impose than a one-size-fits-all answer.
Spin rather than twirl. To go upwards, not downwards, forwards, not backwards, left, right, but always twirling. I'm going to stop it right here. I mean, we're governed by idiots. We're governed by evil idiots. And by the way, it wasn't a one-off. When I was looking up Pete Buttigieg racist roads, there was more than one search result. I mean, admittedly, it's from Fox News, so they're looking for it too. Where was it? Racist roads. I know that I had it. Where was it? Oh, the five. Here we go. More from Pete Buttigieg. This one's from 11 months ago. Racist roads. Take it, Pete.
There are a lot of reasons related to discrimination, related to even the ways that roads are designed and built. Who has access to a safe
no,
street
my goodness.
Design that's got crosswalks and good lighting?
This is a man who can find racism in a cup of tea. In fact, that might have been the worst example because there might actually...
Who doesn't have that access? That can drive disparities. And we have a responsibility to act on that.
You know, Greg, I'm not even going to ask about whether Rhodes can be racist. I'm going to save that for the next person. But given the fact that...
Okay, we can stop that there. So that's Pete Buttigieg for you. These are the people making important decisions in society. Oh, lordy, lordy. Do I have anything more on the bridge? That, I mean, that's it for the bridge for the time being. It's wild. I'm curious to know if it collapsed like that because it was because of the design where it's impossible for any one section to collapse without taking the entire thing down. It reminds me of the scene from the Mothman Prophecies for anybody who's seen it. And it's out. I mean, whatever. People are still missing. Apparently, there were upwards of 10 cars on the bridge at the time. So you hope for the best and plan for the worst. Pete continues to repeat what he read in Robert Caro's The Power Broker, an amazing book of political power and corruption. Well, before we get to our next story of power and corruption, I brought this up for some reason, or I starred this to come to it. Viva, did you see the committee on Yaroslav Honker where they suggested that they should be apologizing to him? This guy's garage has the video, most offensive thing I've seen. I'll come back to that. Yaroslav Honker is the 99-year-old former Nazi soldier who was given a standing ovation after being invited to the Canadian Parliament by Justin Trudeau and his ilk to celebrate, arguably another individual with ties to that problem to the Parliament. And I'm not saying Nazi to please the YouTube overlords. I'm just trying to be funny about it. When they invited, what's his face? Zelensky, who can't possibly have any ties to Nazi problems in Ukraine because he's Jewish. When Zelensky was coming through Canada, you know, asking for more money to support his Azov battalion in Ukraine, the Canadian Parliament thought it was a good idea to invite a Ukrainian war hero who was a former Nazi. You all know the story. There is part of me that actually feels bad for that old man. And I'm not saying this to be holier than thou at all. I do believe at some point in time, you cannot punish a 99-year-old man for the atrocities he might have committed when he was an 18-year-old Nazi soldier. Even when it comes to the most evil actors and the perpetrators of the Holocaust, it's not justice to lock up a 99-year-old man for the rest of his or her his natural life. So I do appreciate that this exposed this guy who was living a very peaceful life. You know, he was living under the radar as a Nazi soldier in Canada, set up a scholarship at some university. You know, he was living under the radar and certainly wasn't getting threats or harassment until such time as our idiot parliamentarians thought it was a good idea to invite a Nazi to parliament, give him a standing ovation because they're a bunch of morons who don't understand history. Part of me does feel bad for the old man. Then you got threats of other countries trying to extradite him. Yeah, part of me does feel bad for if you're a Nazi soldier and you're all there in the head, you don't do that. I have a sneaking suspicion that this old man is probably not all there faculty-wise, kind of like Joe Biden, and is being exploited by his family members like Joe Biden. That's my underlying theory of it. But some part of me does feel bad for him. Apologize to him. Hells to the bells, no. And everyone who invited him and stood up and gave a standing ovation should leave Parliament willingly because you're idiots, buffoons, and have no understanding of history. And that includes the Conservatives. And then there was one more super chat. The cargo ship accident, conspiracy theories right off the bat. We need to wait at least for the Coast Guard accident report or the hearings on it. Well, but right now, by all accounts, it looks like mechanical failure and an accident. Mayday, mayday. Now, anybody who's old enough to remember the Air Egypt flight where it crashed and it turned out that one of the pilots crashed it while the other pilot was fighting against it, whether or not it was sabotage, I don't know. How it went directly into that one pillar, bad luck, current, sabotage, who knows? It is too early to come to any conclusions, but it's not too early to make fun of Pete Buttigieg, even though he had nothing to do with it, because he's an idiot that deserves public scorn, humiliation, and ridicule. With that said, people, how many? We're up to 4,000 in Rumble. We're at 3,000 on YouTube. On vivabarneslaw.locals.com, we're at 230. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more story here, and it's going to be the important one. Not P. Diddy important. Oh, stretch my legs. It's going to be the post-millennial article about administering euthanasia to the mentally impaired in Canada. Before we do that, I'm going to give you a link to Locals for those who are so inclined to make the migration over there and bypass Rumble And it's no detriment to Rumble because Rumble and Locals are one and the same. I'll give everybody the link to Locals. It's in the pinned comment. But if you want to come to Locals now, link to Locals. Come there. And if you're on Locals, by the way, let me see something here. Oh, I didn't push the Rumble rant button. Darn it. Sorry. This is to keep track of rants. I hope I didn't miss any rants. Scrolling up, I don't think I did. No. Okay. Oh, I did. See, that's it. Okay. Okay. I'll get to these rants before the chat scrolls out of the way. There's an app, a plugin that I put in so I can keep tabs on the rants the same way YouTube keeps track of the super chats, but I didn't hit the button before getting started, so it didn't capture them. Sammy, the Viva with a jacket to look serious was everything. LOL, great talk last night and great job moderating. Well done. Thank you very much. I asked our Locals community for constructive criticism. It went pretty smoothly. There's talking over each other at some point. I presume the biggest criticism I was going to get was I'm biased because I think not only Trump should be the next president, I think he has to be the next president for the reasons elucidated by Alex Jones. So other than that, I mean, I thought, look, I can have my opinion and still make sure I want to hear the arguments of the other side. Michael Tracy made good arguments. I wanted to hear Richard Painter's arguments. He made terrible arguments, and I'm not trying to tell him this to his face. So thank you. John Henry Bonzo, greatly appreciate you and all of the pilgrims that treasure their sacred honor. Be well and press on. Thank you very much. Oh, hold on. I'll show you all something very funny. Menacing Scarab says, when it comes to ship disasters, this isn't the first bridge collapse. People should check out the Brick Immortar channel for ship disasters. This might be a conspiracy or it could just be human error. Human error, mechanical failure. But if there's mechanical failure on a vessel like that, it has to be human error as well. I'm going to scroll all the way to the bottom and make sure we didn't miss anything. All right. Now, you want to hear something? I mean, it's weird. I'm in the ocean at Deerfield Beach, and I spot a bracelet. Did I show you guys this yet? I think I did. I spot a bracelet which fits in very tight. I'm not getting into the Christ is King debate. You all know what I think about that. But I showed it on Sunday. Anyway, I thought it was funny. Everybody, migrate over to Rumble while we talk about this story here. I haven't read the article in full yet. Link to Locals one more time. Link to Locals. I was supposed to have Tommy Robinson on today, but I think the scheduling didn't work up, so we'll hopefully be able to reschedule it because I'm dying to interview. Well, I'm not dying. Metaphorically speaking, I'm very eager to interview Tommy Robinson because I've been following his story since he was jailed for 13 months for contempt for recording outside the courthouse. And there's been some scandals these days. I would love to have a discussion with Tommy Robinson. All right. While you guys migrate over from YouTube to Rumble from YouTube, you know what I mean? Let's pull up this article. From the fine folks at the Post-Millennial People, highlighting what I have been putting on blast for as long as I've known about it. And I remember the moment I became aware of it. My brother put out a tweet, Dan, Lion Law, and I could not believe the numbers that he was quoting in his tweet. It was back in the day when Canada was only responsible for euthanizing 10,064 Canadians. That was 2021. I remember the summer, and my brother puts out a tweet, and I'm like, Dan, I didn't say this publicly. That has to be wrong. It's not possible that Canada is euthanizing. Let me back it up. That 3%, over 3% of all death in Canada is government administered. Dan, you must have gotten duped. That must be applications and not administrations. No, my brother was right. Lion Law, Lion Advocacy on Twitter. Listen to this. Listen to this. A woman with autism. Yes. So am I going to get canceled for calling it a mental impairment? It's a cognitive impairment. Autism. Canadian court rules woman with autism can seek Trudeau government-assisted suicide. I like the way they frame this. Judge Feasby said his decision was based on weighing the harm of denying death and the suffering of her parents who could see their daughter die. Listen to this. Let me read that again. Suffering the harm of denying MV euthanasia and the suffering of her parents who could see their daughter die. Who's filing this suit here? A judge ruled Monday that a Calgary woman with autism can obtain medical assistance in dying. Mercy killing. Call it Nazi mercy killing. Because this is not someone who's got pancreatic cancer, 3 years of excruciating misery before they invariably die. This is not someone, I'm not even sure how it works, how it would work with Alzheimer's, because even there you have to make sure that, you know, you're not euthanizing people who cannot consent. This is not terminal cancer. This is not this is not diseases that end in death. A woman with autism can obtain medical assistance in dying, even if her father does not believe she should be eligible for the procedure. It's a procedure. It's an ultimate procedure. He was successful in delaying his daughter's euthanasia through an injunction, but Justice Colin Feasby lifted it. Let me see if we can get the actual order there. No, let's see. He lifted it. All right, get that on here. Arguing that living is causing, quote, irreparable harm, end quote, to the core of her being. Now it has nothing to do with illness. It has to do with psychology. It's not to the core of her body. It's irreparable. Continuing to live is causing her irreparable harm to the core of her being. Beesby said his decision will be stayed for 30 days in anticipation of an appeal by the father. The woman is identified as MV because of a publication, Bang. Although the court was told by MV that MV also suffers from ADHD, mental illness is currently not a criteria for getting made. Now, mental illness should not be a criteria for getting euthanasia. It should be a criteria for denying it. If someone is mentally ill, they cannot consent to certain legal acts, one of which would be allowing the state to kill you. The woman's father does not believe she has any other conditions that would justify euthanasia. Feasby said his decision was based on weighing the harm of denying MV euthanasia and the suffering of her parents who could see their daughter die. The harm to MV, if an injunction is granted, goes to the core of her being. We're killing them for their own well-being. Won't someone think of the children as we kill them? We're killing them for the children, people. Feasby said in his written ruling, an injunction would deny MV the right to choose between living or dying with dignity. Further, an injunction would put MV in a position where she would be forced to choose between living a life she has decided is intolerable and ending her life without medical assistance. Feasby declared that MAID was more humane suicide choice because, quote, attempting to end her life without medical assistance would put her in increased risk of pain, suffering, and lasting injury. Now all it's going to take is a threat. I'm going to kill it. If you don't do it, I'm going to kill myself. That's kids across the country. Life is misery. Life is agony. Merely living is an offense to the core of my being, Your Honor. Please let the government kill me. The government's going to have no problem doing it. Feasby declared the MAID was more humane. Yeah, okay, fine. The judge said he could empathize with MV's parents, wanted to keep their daughter alive. Oh, that's very nice of him. Yes. However, Trudeau Health Minister Mark Holland announced Monday that mental health will inevitably be a justification for granting euthanasia in Canada. Nazis. That's it. The Liberal regime are the modern-day Nazis. Is it your intention to still move ahead with MAID for mental illness just within a longer time frame? A reporter asked. That's correct, answered the Liberal Nazi of Canada. There are people who have for decades been trapped in mental torture, and we can't treat them because our system sucks crap because we just shipped off $6 billion to Ukraine. Being in a horrific situation where they have tried everything. Yeah, like Kayla Pollock, who gets paralyzed from the jibby jab, and then the government offers her MAIDs because her life is miserable. We can't help you. It costs us money. It's a lot cheaper to kill you. Have you thought about killing yourself? They've exhausted all avenues and under their own recognizance are saying that they want access to MAID. Do you know what acting under duress is? What we're saying is that in order for someone to be in that intractable situation, that eventually they should have that right, but the system needs to be ready and the system needs to get it right. Poiliev told the Post-Millennial that his party is against MAID for the sole reason of mental illness and accused Justin Trudeau of once again pursued a radical agenda that is totally out of step with the values of Canadians. Well, apparently it's not out of value with every Canadian. It's liberals are the modern Nazis, period. Link to article. Let's see if apparently the Nazi word gets you demonetized on YouTube. Sweet bugger. All right. So what we're doing now we're ending. We're voting with our feet, voting with our dollar, voting with our eyeballs. Come on over to Locals. I'll give everybody the link to Locals one more time. And you can say, my goodness, that's terrible what's going up in Canada. It is just a matter of years away from the States if it's not already here. Canada, I think, has three times the euthanasia rate of California, which has a similar population. So look to the north to see what's coming south. Link to locals, to Rumble, sorry. Okay, let's go over to Rumble, people. Get that number below 3,000 so I can feel the neurotic part of my being can be satisfied. Hold on, give it a one refresh. 3,030 on Rumble. And I'll read, there are no more super chats here. Good vibes, everyone, says Kayla Nugent. It's unbelievable. They have not exhausted all avenues. They only tried standard medicine periods. So some have exhausted the avenues to proper accommodations, which the government can't provide. And they say, hey, we can't give you that apartment that satisfies your multiple chemical sensitivity. So let's kill you instead. Actual case, actual situation, actually happened. But trust the government when they say that they're not recommending maids for veterans with PTSD. They're telling you now that they're doing it. Okay, on that bit of rage, we're ending on YouTube. Peace. Rumble. Ooh, look at what we got here. Hold on a second. We'll start with, and we're gonna get into P. Diddy. That's gross. There's a gross pun in there. And Fannie Willis. We're gonna get from the P. Diddy to the Fannie. To the Judge Mercon in the New York criminal 37 indictment for the Stormy Daniels hush money payment. P.S. Dick Painter is an unfathomable name for a... How did I not put that together, Sammy? I knew... I remembered his name by thinking Dick is the shortened version, but a Dick Painter? Never even got that. Hey, I just discovered this. It says PR Designer 02. Welcome. Let's see what we got here. Pedo Diddy. The Diddler. P. Diddler. Piss Daddy. My goodness. Are we coming hard with the gross nicknames for P. Diddy? Does anybody know what the hell is going on with P. Diddy? Hold on a second. Let me just see if I can send a quick email. Okay. Did that, like, this story seems to have come out of the blue for me. I wasn't paying attention to the news and everything. Hey, did you hear what happened with P. Diddy? I listened to Cat Williams on Joe Rogan. It was a surprisingly insightful podcast because I've known Cat Williams only from his 80s comedy, and I wasn't expecting that type of discussion between Cat Williams and Joe Rogan. I tell you, a belief in God is a chemical change that I believe occurs, you know, as you mature in life. So I heard Cat Williams on Rogan, but they didn't talk about P. Diddy. And now, apparently, a clip of Cat Williams from a while back, it's not going viral, it's just back in the news, because apparently Cat Williams was onto it and had this to say on a podcast who I don't know. It looks like it's called The Shay Shay. Anyhow, listen to what Cat Williams had to say.
I came in this business saying I was going to expose. When I talked about Michael Jackson, when I talked about R. Kelly, they canceled me for these things because why would you talk about another black dude? Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light.
I love them. I love them on Joe Rogan. So that's what Cat Williams has to say. Oh, hold on a second. I don't want to open another window here. That's what Cat Williams has to say. I'll give everybody that link in the chat. That's what Cat Williams had to say. Link. Boom. Here. Link. And oh, do I say, if I post it, hold on a second. If I go here now. Okay, no. So StreamYards will not let me. It doesn't post to Rumble. Here it is. And then people are saying Kanye told everybody. This is serious. Says, I don't even know why someone like P. Diddy has to drug the girls as if you can't get them to jump on your mm-mm without them. Well, it's an interesting thing. Like, it goes back to the power issue. What's his face? America's dad, Bill Cosby. There's a power issue, like the duper's delight. Like, it's the same reason why freaking Hugh Grant had to hire a hooker. He's married to the hottest woman on earth only because she looks a lot like my wife. And he's a very, very good looking man himself. And he has to hire a hooker? Hold on. Let me just make sure that I'm Hugh Grant hired hooker. I don't want to mix up stories. Also known as Divine Brown. Hold on one second. Did I remember everything except some very important details? Okay, no, she's a hooker. Divine Brown. It's the American former sex worker who gained attention from law enforcement and the media in 1995 when actor Hugh Grant was caught receiving oral sex from her in his car on Hollywood Sunset Boulevard. Holy crap, can people not keep their schmeckles in their pants? I can't imagine anything dirtier than that. That's actually... I feel dirty for just having read that. And there's no, like, me thinks he does protest about... I was a germaphobe before COVID. Now I shake hands as an act of defiance, but I was a germaphobe. Like, I was nervous from sitting on toilet seats. Who does that? Hugh Grant is among the most handsome men on earth. He's not my type. I prefer Brad Pitt or Ed Norton, anybody, you know, from Fight Club. Married to, at the time, what was her name? From Austin Powers. Like, the most beautiful woman on earth. And he has to go and get a hooker to do that? He could get anybody to do that. It has to do with power. It has to do with duper's delight. It has to do with getting away with it. And I also think it's part of it is self-loathing. It's like doing the dirtiest, most disgusting thing you can, you know, because you hate yourself ultimately. What was his wife's name? Hold on, chat. What was his wife's name? Viva, get Cat Williams. Elizabeth Hurley. Yeah. So why would P. Diddy do it? It's power. It's domination. It's getting away with it. It's like, it's getting other people to do your lying for you. It's like Hillary Clinton knows that she had the power when she could get other people to lie for her and she could get other people to believe the lies. That's when you know you have power. So I didn't know what was going on with P. Diddy, but it seems that he's in a lot of trouble because they have raided his two homes and you got the likes of 50 Cent. 50 Cent, or is it, am I going to get in trouble for 50? That's how they pronounce, that's how it's pronounced, is it 50 Cent? Now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they got a case. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs. I liked him in Get Him to the Greek. There's a funny scene in that movie. He had a great character in that movie, but then you realize that there might've been a little too much truth to the humor and then it's no longer funny anymore. And they've raided P. Diddy's homes, unclear where P. Diddy is right now. And he seems to be in big trouble. Are they raiding his home for evidence and it's not related to him? Possible, but unlikely. These people, I mean, I see these people, the Hollywood entertainment, it's the devil's industry. I'm not trying to sound religious. It's just the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. The entire industry are the most awful, disgusting people on earth with power and money. That makes their disgusting awfulness even worse. So that's it. So he's in big trouble. We don't know what yet. We're going to wait on the news. But as the news breaks and the conspiracies swirl, some interesting info comes up. Now, this is from Dom Luker. I'm not putting him on blast. This is not a criticism of Dom Luker. He posted this video with this explanation with this caption. Exclusive. It's not exclusive. Here is footage I'm resurfacing of Diddy on April 12, 2020, where he introduced his kids on Instagram. His alleged adopted young white daughter, Ava Baroni, made an appearance. Combs made it sound like she had poor parents, maybe with issues living on the streets, and he helped them and then offered to adopt her. I have been unable to find any additional information on her. If you don't think this is about children, you haven't been paying attention. The president is on the way back. There are things that be revealed. No, there are things that be revealed, the typo, that revealed nobody is prepared for. And let's watch this video. Now, the truth of this video is going to make it even weirder.
My name's Ava. I'm a Scorpio.
No. What's your last name?
Ava Combs.
What's your other last name?
Ava Baroni.
Like, she doesn't seem like she seems young. Too young for things, but not a not but too young for things, not a someone you adopt at that age. So I'm already, it's very weird. Everything about this is weird. people standing over her shoulder in the back are weird. The references to race are weird. Everything about this is weird and dirty. And the, what appears to be the truth of it is even weirder and dirtier.
Eva Peroni Combs, yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child. I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you.
Now stop right there. I'm going to zoom in on his face in a second.
But you still have beautiful parents that the church.
Okay, can I zoom in on his face? I can't. Oh, I can. I'm not a drug expert. I know what I think from this, from the demeanor of P. Diddy in this video. And I have questions about the others as well.
My child also, but please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that he would like to be a caring man. So then he saw me and decided to pick me up. And to come inside and play with his kids.
Play with, I can't understand if she said kids or hands.
Inside and play with his kids.
Like, this is all very, very weird and gross. What's funny is actually the sinister music that everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to be, none of them want to be used. What song is that? Everybody's looking for something. What song is that? Yeah, whatever. The music does make it much more sinister. If it was like little bouncy, bubbly music and pianos, like those soundtracks that you get on your iPhone, maybe I'd have a different impression of this. The joke is not funny.
Adopted kids, Charlize Theron, everybody's ever adopted Sandra Bullock. I adopted you because I felt that you could, you know, enjoy also having a black parent to take care of you and help you out. So, just clarify it, because it's crazy out here online. So play with the kids, dude. I got.
She looks wildly uncomfortable.
Say all of that. It's crazy out here.
I met Jesse and Milo.
That's the face right there. Look at this face.
Now 6 months old.
6 months.
And
six
then basically our sister, four
six
of us.
So, 6 months.
I always come over.
Yes. And it's Ava Brioni Combs. Come on.
Let's go.
So that's the video. I'm nauseating and repulsive, especially if you don't have full context, or even more so if you do have full context. So I had asked around, someone in my Twitterverse said that this was his daughter's best friend and it was a joke. When I went back to no, how do I do that? When I went back, we don't need to listen to this again. Ava Baroni is the best friend of Diddy's twin daughters. They grew up together. The joke was Diddy playing around. She has never been adopted by P. Diddy, and this is an Instagram post as the evidence. This is one of those situations where, like, look, the truth of adopting her, if she had parents who neglected her, she was on the street, would actually be probably less dirty than the joke. To take a girl, slap her on Instagram, and make the joke that you picked her up off the street in a situation where she quite clearly looks uncomfortable. This is the Instagram evidence to substantiate the community notes. If I can get there, am I going to get there? Yeah, this is it. Let's wish the twins the best friends. Ava Baroni, happy birthday. Nothing about it's appropriate. And if I'm the parents of that girl, I mean, when my kids come over and I make videos, like fishing videos, let alone jokes about picking up girls off the street and adopting them so they can have a black father. All of it is inappropriate. And the whole thing about, you know, truth in jest, you make jokes because there's a little bit of truth in them. That's one of those situations where it looks bad given what's going on right now. I'll give this to everybody in case anybody link. So that was it. But all that to say as well, know the context before tweeting, retweeting, and potentially spreading information that is less than accurate that could be discrediting. Link here. The parents got paid, says Michael 44NC. I just quoted this verse of the Bible earlier today in a podcast with Leighton Gray. You know, from what good is all the riches of the universe for he who has forsaken his soul? So I think that does it for P. Diddy. We'll see what's going on with the news as we go along. I didn't announce this one. There's no Schadenfreude here. I'm not drawing any connections. I'm just asking questions. If we're allowed to ask these questions, I don't know if you heard the news. Schwarzenegger, the man who, screw your freedoms, take the damn jab, shut up and stay home. I'm sitting in my jacuzzi with my cigar. Your freedoms are not worth catching a virus. Now go and take your 15th shot. Unrelated or related, we shall never know. Lord knows what this man did to his body when he was jacking up on roids back in the 70s. That undoubtedly leaves heart damage from what I understand as well. So can't pinpoint it on anything, but it's the news today or yesterday. Schwarzenegger, 76, pacemaker fitted after 3 open heart surgeries, more of a machine now. When were the 3 surgeries? 76-year-old Terminator, he had a congenital heart defect revealed on Arnold's Pump podcast, where he was fitted with a pacemaker last week after previously undergoing 3 open heart surgeries. Last Monday, I had surgery to become a little more of a machine. I got a pacemaker, he told his listeners. I have to tell you, just saying this, all of you, goes against so much of my upbringing in Austria, where nobody ever talked about medical issues. Well, I grew up with a different set of standards. The former governor continued, everything related to healthcare was kept to yourself, but I've gotten so many messages from the emails, yada, yada, yada. When in 2018, he had open heart surgery to replace a pulmonary valve following a previous pulmonary valve in 1997. It's always going to be these questions like pre-existing. All right, well, then the question is, do certain things exacerbate? Who knows? We'll never know. And Lord knows what he did to his body when he was pumping it up. There's a whole thing that marathon runners, people who actually overexercise don't have stronger hearts than people who exercise mildly. The only lingering question that I'm going to have for a very long time is, if you already have underlying heart conditions, can certain experimental medical procedures exacerbate problems or trigger new problems? Who knows? We'll never know, because apparently, you know, all signs point everywhere else except there. Oh, let's see here. Hold on a second. But we're going to get to Leticia James and we're going to get to it now. In fact, let me stretch my legs. There we go. Everybody, we had good news yesterday. First of all, if I end up getting attacked by an alligator, there's going to be a lot of people on the internet who are going to say, I told you not to sit by the ponds, Viva. I have permanent 360 surveillance. Alligators, they need to breathe. They don't just stealth up on you if you're not paying attention to your surroundings. So I say don't worry about it. I'm cautious about it. I did a vlog yesterday before going to moderate this debate, because the latest breaking news is that New York nipple judge Engeron got spanked by the Court of Appeal of New York. And I'm starting to think maybe he's doing things because he likes getting spanked. You listen. It's the one screen, two film. So the bottom line, we'll get to it in a little more detail. The New York Court of Appeal basically stayed every material portion of Judge Engeron's insanely ludicrous, idiotic ruling, the $455 million ruling, barring Trump from borrowing from banks, borrowing Trump and others in the family from operating businesses in New York for 3 outrageous. Stayed, and it'll be stayed pending appeal, which gives you an inkling as to where the court's going. Everybody with half a freaking brain knows how stupid and ridiculous the entire situation is. And it would seem that Jen Psaki does not have half a brain. Like, I listened to this entire thing. I feel like I've been partially lobotomized. We're gonna play it, and I'm gonna periodically commentate. I hope the noise of there's people doing work outside. I hope it's not bothering everybody. Listen.
Right now, the justice system is moving when it comes to Donald Trump, but it is moving slowly.
It's moving slowly. He's going to trial on a multi-charge indictment in New York in a way that no other criminal defendant would ever go to trial. He's been having these cases pushed forward at Rico Suave speed. That's the Rico George one. I will give her credit for one thing. She has a look of life in her eyes. Look at Alvin Bragg's eyes right here. Look at Leticia James, dead eyes. Trump has the eyes of determination, the eyes of, I'm going to win. Jen Psaki, for all her foibles, has energy in her eyes still. We'll see how long it takes for that energy to be drained out by the lies and deceit she puts out into the universe.
And we saw more evidence of that again today. So while the wheels of justice turn at their own frustrating pace, we want to spend some time talking to people who saw and heard what Donald Trump did in these various cases up close.
Oh, who are they going to have? Liars.
Jurors might not get to hear from them just yet, but we can hear from them right now. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is standing by, and so is former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. But I do want to start in New York City. And the tale today of two Trump trials we saw play out.
I'm not playing this
entire thing. First, there was a major development in what is often shorthanded as the hush money case, but is actually, and this is important, an election interference case. Given, as a reminder, Trump falsified business records to silence a porn star during his 2016 campaign. With Donald Trump sitting in the courtroom today, the judge in that case set the start date of his criminal trial for April 15th. Now, that date does come after a bit of a delay due to a massive document dump by the Department of Justice that happened just days before the trial was supposed to start.
Stop, Jen. Can you imagine first of all, she was a former press secretary for the corrupt Biden administration. The dirt they probably have on her to buy this level of subservience for the rest of her natural life is probably just as bad as the dirt George W. Bush has on Dick Painter to buy his subservience, his suspending disbelief for the rest of his life. Hey, Jen, you moron. Have you asked the question why there was a massive document dump on the eve of the trial? They're moving so fast that the Department of Justice can't keep up with disclosure obligations for the trial. No, you don't ask that question. Why hasn't he gotten to trial yet? He hasn't even gotten all relevant information from the Department of Justice, who didn't give it to the state, Alvin Bragg, to give to Trump. It's just tens of thousands of relevant papers. Although it's not relevant, trust us. No, don't ask that question. There's nothing to see there. Just document dumps on the eve of the trial.
We very well may see the first criminal trial of a former president in just 3 weeks.
And I'm salivating. I'm so excited at the prospect of seeing the desecration of the judicial system because I don't like Trump. We might very well see the first prosecution of a president. That's a sign of how broken the system is.
In the New York civil fraud case, an appeals court ruled that Trump has 10 additional days to post a reduced bond of $175 million.
A reduced bond of $175 million. They showed leniency on him. Trump, you no longer owe or have to put up a half a billion. We'll show you some remorse, you mere peasant. $175 million, and you got 10 days to get it.
That is, of course, less than half of the full judgment that was originally due today.
That is, of course, less than half of the, I was going to use the R word. I will get in trouble if I do. Of the ridiculous, I guess that is an R word. That is, of course, that's less than half of the insanely idiotic New York nipple judge ruling in the first place. And she thinks that's a sign of preferential treatment and not illustration of the absurdity of the order itself. Because Jen Psaki either has no brain or her brain has been co-opted through hook or by crook.
And according to the New York Times, the $175 million bond is roughly the amount that Trump's lawyers had argued was the maximum penalty he could have possibly owed.
It's almost like his lawyers might have been right, even if Trump had been guilty of that of which he's not guilty. It's almost like they might have been right and New York nipple judge double or triple counted monies. Didn't distinguish between net proceeds and gross proceeds. It's almost like New York nipple judge Engoron might be a partisan hack idiot who got it wrong. And Trump's lawyers were right, even in the worst of circumstances, which we have not even anywhere near approached as relates to Trump's actual conduct. But no, Psaki's not going to go. Psaki's going to say the starting point now of everything is the order. Anything less is an injustice.
A potential sign, according to the Times, that the court believes the $454 million judgment was too steep. That's a pretty big reprieve for the guy who just this morning woke up facing the very real possibility of a frozen bank account and seized assets that could have included his Westchester golf course, his Florida social club.
Anything. We own it because we love communism.
Or his beloved New York Trump Tower. And what really struck me about all of this how ironic it is that a guy who has railed against a two-tiered system of justice repeatedly has been afforded the kind of leniency that no one else would ever receive.
Can you? I'm not going to rot your brains with any more of this stupidity. He has received more leniency than anybody else would ever receive because the New York Court of Appeals gave him 10 days to post a $175 million bond. Jen Psaki is not that stupid. So she can only be bought off, threatened, intimidated, or evil, or a little bit of column A, B, C, and D. Nobody else has ever gotten such leniency. They've given him 10 days to post $175 million in temporary reprieve of a ridiculous judgment coming from a corrupt, and I would dare say perverted judge. But that's not confession through projection. That is assessment of fact. Because a dude who posts torso selfies to his high school alumni is a pervert. Period. So that was Jen Psaki's thoroughly insightful analysis of the reprieve that no other citizen would have ever gotten because no other citizen would have ever been persecuted in such a manner. Trump $170 million bond lifeline branded as absolute travesty as Truth Social hits Wall Street live today. Truth is trading live today. Apparently Trump just made a few billion today. Trump's experienced a day of mixed fortunes. Come on, close that. How do I close the window? Ah oui, donc, ferme cette maudite de... Ça ferme pas. Ah, c'est gelé. Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's see what it says here. Okay, no. He experienced a day of mixed fortunes in the courtroom Monday as the judge presiding over his hush money case said the trial can go ahead on April 15th. Booyah. He's getting such special treatment from the courts, people. It's special. It's special persecution. It's almost selective prosecution is how special it is. The court granted him a major. Okay. And then Truth Social hit the platform, began trading on NASDAQ as a public company. It was trading. Hold on. Why can't I find Truth Social NASDAQ? So why do I not see? Oh, Scheiser. Well, I missed that boat. I should not. Oh, Trump holds nearly 60% stake in the company. Before trading began, Trump Media had a market cap of $6.8 billion. I mean, it's going to rise, but he probably can't, I don't know how long he can't sell his shares for after it goes public. So he'll be illiquid rich. A figure that will rise significantly if the gains in the shares hold. The shares are trading under the ticker symbol DJT. Oh my goodness, did he get his ticker symbol? Ooh, that gives RUM a run for its money. Trump holds 60% of what will effectively be $10 billion at the end of the day. Son of a beasting. Oh Lordy, you cannot keep a hard worker down. Success leaves clues, corruption leaves clues, and dumb ass morons like Jen Psaki also leave clues. They leave evidence, actually. And just so you understand what the court order said, not rocket science, I highlighted it yesterday, but it's amazing. And we'll go through these five conditions because I when I was doing the vlog yesterday, I didn't want to have my phone in front of me. I was looking for alligators, people. So I didn't want to go through them point by point, but we'll elaborate on the absurdity of Engeron's ruling as you see the five items that have been stayed pending appeal. It is ordered that the motion is granted to the extent of staying enforcement of those portions of the judgment. One, ordering disgorgement of to the Attorney General of $464,576,230.62, conditions on defendant appellants posting within 10 days of the order an undertaking in the amount of $175 million. You don't have to pay, you're off the hook for $460,000 and the daily interest, $114,000. So he doesn't have to put up the entire amount. An undertaking, I don't know what he has to guarantee that undertaking with, but he'll do it. Listen to this one. The other order that is currently stayed, it's not being enforced, permanently barring defendants Weisselberg and McConney from serving in the financial control function of any New York corporation or similar business entity. You have been banished, Weisselberg and McConney. I'm not saying that Weisselberg, I think it's the guy that was taking personal benefits for his kids' private school and not declaring it as income. I think that's him. I'm not sure. I'm fairly certain it's the same guy. It's not to say we're penalizing you. It's you can never do business in New York again. You're banished. Leave these woods, says the king. That has been stayed as well. Three, barring defendants, Donald John Trump, Weisselberg, McConney, from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. The judge Engoron showed some mercy there. So the judge ordered McConney and Weisselberg can't serve as financial control function of any New York corporation. Your livelihood, gone. The judge ordered Trump, Weisselberg, and McConney, prohibiting them from being an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. So all of Trump's properties or businesses are basically dispossessed from him. Four, barring defendant Donald John Trump and the corporate defendants from applying for loans from New York financial institutions for 3 years. So you got to pay us $465 million, bad man. But I also declare that you can't borrow from any banks in New York for 3 years. Engoron needs to be impeached, disbarred, and maybe jailed after a fair trial, of course. I order you to pay $500 million. I preclude you from being able to borrow from banks in New York for 3 years. This is criminal. It's not justice. It's criminal. And then number five, barring defendants Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation in New York for 2 years. So they barred Trump, Weisselberg, McConney, Don Trump Jr. and Eric Trump from, I just can't even get over it, from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation in New York for 2 years. And then the ones that the judge didn't stay, extending and enhancing the role of a monitor to make sure that, you know, they're managing their properties properly and lawfully, fine, and directing the installation of an independent director of compliance, fine. I don't know what that's going to cost, but those were the two aspects of the order that were not stayed. New York nipple judge being utterly mocked by the court of appeal that he has defied in the past. What's her name? Not Gwen Stefanik. Elise Stefanik. It's Gwen Stefani. Elise Stefanik has filed an ethics complaint against Engoron and Letitia James. Engoron deserves to be disbarred and sanctioned for this. Period. Full stop. No exception and no mercy. So that's it. So Trump has, I'm still predicting that the criminal case is not going to move forward. I mean, how long is it going to, I don't know what the jury selection is going to be like. I don't think the Trump case is going to move forward on April 15th. That's just an off-the-cuff prediction, which I reserve the right to be wrong on, but I think I'm going to be right on for one reason or another. Once you get tens of thousands of pages of documents dumped, I understand the judge ordered it to proceed. Something is going to come up. They're going to find something materially relevant in there. Oh. I still feel dirty. I still have this up in the background. I don't need this. I don't need this. I didn't need that knowledge in the first place. Everybody, have I missed any super chats? We've done good here. It's wild. Okay, here. Bada bing, bada boom. Look what we got here. I'm not your buddy, guy, says, look at that. Look at this crazy man. Oh, God, have you seen this man before? I'm not your buddy, guy. To be fair, everything is relative. She's more competent liar than Karine Jean-Luc Picard-Pierre, as Salty would say, says Finboy Slick. I don't get why anyone gave Jen Psaki any credibility at being competent. All she does is lie, something a toddler can do. No, but I'm not your buddy, guys. She was better at doing it, to channel Finboy Slick. She was much better at doing it than Karine Jean-Pierre. Look, the president has been very clear, flipping through pages of stuff that I have no idea what's in here. The president has been, let me state, we're not going to be getting into that. At least, you know, what's her face? Jen Psaki. I'll circle back on that. Karine Jean-Pierre is, the president has been very clear. I have papers that I can flip. Whatever. Shiloh Navu. Viva, I am still in occupied Canada, unlike you. Glad you escaped. When do you think we in Canada will be unable to view your episodes? Love your fishing vids. I mean, I don't even know if that's a joke. I mean, I don't think it's a joke. I think that's a sad, quasi-realistic question. Fucking liberals. Sorry. Fucking liberals had better, not liberals, conservatives had better start acting like an opposition party. The next election, it's going to be 2024 in America. What's the future of America? And it's going to be 2025 in Canada if there's not one that's triggered any earlier. What's the future of Canada? So it's got a lot of backtracking to do, and it's got a lot of course correction to do if and when. Okay, I'm not reading that second part of Steve. No, it's Pete. is proof positive of the film Idiocracy was predictive programming. And then I'm Not Your Buddy Guy says, I'm at such a point that I am open to the idea that the feds going after Diddy is them just eliminating the competition in child abuse for wealthy, connected people. Finboy Slick says, Brad Pitt or Ed Norton? Stay tuned for next Finboy deepfake. Oh boy. Well, I can't say I didn't step in that one because I did. Now let's go to the chat and see what's going on in here. Vote Trump says, Gimpy One Leg. Germany used Hitler as a scapegoat to rid the woke. I'm not sure what that means. It's no joke. Viva says, Shamalagraga. No, I know. It's come to the point where I'm almost reluctant to go back to Canada to see family and to visit. I don't know what's, I mean, doesn't matter. All right. I'm saving a story for vivabarneslaw.locals.com. But while we're here, let me see what's going on. Viva, Gypsy Muse, did you see what Crowder has done to his former employee who helped build the Crowder brand? Crowder is 100% sadistic. I have not seen that, Gypsy Muse. Maybe. Oh, post the link and we'll talk about this in Locals right after. Let me go to the tips here. Brad Crockett says, RFK Jr. is supposed to announce his VP today. Has anyone heard who it is yet? The headlines I read, Brad Crockett, were a wealthy businesswoman. So playing identity politics, money, sex, and but I didn't hear a name, so I don't know. Menacing Scarab says, your misspeak makes you a total jerk. I was happy in the Rumble app, then I thought you were about to end on there, and so I had to stop and switch. Menacing Scarab, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for being in Locals. Mighty Pe sends an article. Viva Fry, a board member did this song for Robert. Please ask him to listen. It's awesome. Is it going to get copied? Well, okay, hold on. Let's play a little bit of this here while we have everyone watching. Is this right here? I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 4.5 minutes.
And now the end is near. And so we face.
This is flipping amazing.
The final curtain. My friend.
Dude, this is amazing.
Make it clear. And state Barnes' case, of which I'm certain. Barnes lived a life that's full. He traveled each
and every highway.
More than this, he did it the Barnes way.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Regrets.
All right. I've shared the link with everybody. Go listen to the rest of it. Apparently someone's shouting Jew in our chat on Rumble. Well, I say that's anti-Semitic and that offends me. I haven't seen anybody. I don't care. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words won't. Someone think of the children. You have a fed DNY420 is shouting Jew incessantly. What's his Well, on that note, I was going to end it anyhow and come on over to Locals because we're going to go to Locals. What was I going to say? So tomorrow, I feel like I had a podcast, an interview, or someone set up for tomorrow. Check my calendar. I forget. All that to say, stay tuned. Come on over to Locals. We're going to have our after party there. And if you're not coming over to Locals, there was more. Viva, check out the book, The Power Broker, Some Truth of What Mayor Pete is Saying. And then we got Pam Walker, Nicole Shanahan, attorney and divorced from Sergey Brin, founder Google. Okay, so that's it. Now I'm going to give everybody the link to our Locals community. Come on over at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And then we're going to go like this. Okay. Now let me see what 2% of the population is Jewish. They head all of the 51 alphabet agencies. Check yourself. Interesting. Not a theory. If the argument is that there is overrepresentation, statistical overrepresentation of Jewish people in various industries, nobody can deny that. And that's it. You're gonna you'll draw whatever conclusions you want there. Yeah, they head the agencies. There's statistical overrepresentation of Jews in American government. Yeah, they represent 2% of the population number wise, and there's definitely more than 2% in government. All right, that's true. You want to draw some negative conclusions? Then go draw the correlative positive conclusions. There is a statistical overrepresentation of Jewish individuals fighting for freedom of speech, fighting for justice, fighting for liberty. So you know it, when you ignore statistical overrepresentation, it shows bias. And when you emphasize it without the correlative identification of statistical overrepresentation for the good, then you might be guilty of bias. All that to say, if the worst that we have to see about it is trolling, then that's the worst of it. All right, people, have I forgotten anything else? I'm going to go back down to the chat. Oh, so we're going to talk about Crowder. And we're going to talk about the judge Mercant, because Trump came out and he said something terrible about the judge in the criminal trial that's been ordered to proceed on April 15th. If you're not coming, thank you for being here. Be sure to join, like, subscribe before you leave. 7,400 people, and we only have 50 thumbs up because I haven't refreshed this since the beginning of the stream. Hit the thumbs up. If you're not already subscribed on Rumble, subscribe on Rumble. It takes literally 1 second to do. Just do it like that. If you want to join, check this out, by the way. If you want to join and support the work that we do on Rumble, they've made it wildly easy. Hold on, where is it? Spanx? Is this it right here? Oh, it's right here. So look at this. You just go and you hit join, and then it'll give you what happens here. It'll give you the option if you want to join vivabarneslaw.locals.com. We're at nearly 120,000 members. That's not supporters, people. Don't go crazy. It's an amazing community. You can be a non-paying member, or you can choose to support the work that we do. And I think the easiest thing, easier than that, that's not supporters, people.
That's me. That's crazy. Me. Get this out of here.
It's an amazing community.
I can't make it go away.
Or you can choose to support the work that we do.
I don't want to hear me. Who's this guy talking? Thing,
easier than that,
not dude. I hear my thoughts all day long.
Okay. What I was going to say is the thumbs up is right there. I gave myself a thumbs up, and you can follow. I'm already following myself. So go ahead and do that before you leave. Thank you all for being here. If you're not coming to vivabarneslaw.locals.com, you're missing the wonderful after party, but that's fine. And I will see Rumble tomorrow, because I will definitely be going live, because I love doing this. And I hope I can make some sense of the world for everybody out there. So ending on Rumble, thank you all for being here. Locals, here I comes, and see you all tomorrow. Gypsy Muse, what did Crowder do? I don't like the gossip. I don't want to do the fighting stuff. I know what I think. And bad people can do good things. Good people can do bad things. People who succeed in certain industries have to have a certain type of personality, and you need to be ready for that. But now let me see if I can figure this out in real time. First of all, we're seeing some beautiful dogs here. Let me see if I can't find it real quick. Like Google Steven Crowder employee. More that's from no news. See how fast I can find it. 5 hours ago. Here we go. There we go. Okay. Let's see what we're gonna say. Viva. Think in real time. Jared Monroe, ex-Steven Crowder staffer, claims he's being legally abused after quitting toxic and abusive show. Do I have difficulty believing, or do I think it's possible that the show had a toxic environment? Toxic, I hate that word, but abusive, that it's probably not the best place for people to work. I would have no trouble believing that. A former employee of right-wing pundit Steven Crowder accused him of fostering a toxic and abusive work environment and then subjecting him to years of legal abuse after he left the company. Jared Matilo, known publicly as Jared Monroe on the show, louder with Crowder as Not Gay Jared, claimed he has been tormented by the controversial internet personality for years. He does not name Crowder in the video, but a source told Mediaite he is the subject. Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. So. Enough is enough. This can't go any longer. I'm currently being legally abused and intimidated into silence by a former employer. Monroe worked with Crowder 2014 to 2018. Okay. He decided to quit in 2018, saying I can no longer put myself or my growing family through the toxic and abusive work environment in Jersey. Okay, fine. This place was and is to this day a workplace rife with sexual misconduct. No problem believing that, because everywhere. It's everywhere. Walk into the legal environment. It's sexual. Oh, I never understood how my dad, like, a little aside. As far as I know, my father has never had an affair on my mother. They've been married for 1969, 69, 79, 89, 99, 09, 19. 55 freaking years. My parents have been married for 55 years. They've been happily married. Other than fights, I mean, I don't know of any unhappy times that they went through, like truly trying times where they were on the verge of divorce. My father kept his schmeckle in his pants by all accounts. And I say by all accounts because the law community in Montreal, especially like in cities, is very, very small. Everybody knows who sleeps around. And I was exposed to all of it. Everybody knows who sleeps around. Everybody knows who's banging everybody else in the office. Everybody knows who's gotten divorced, who's having affairs. My dad never did any of it. He led a totally boringly proper life. But I know what goes on in the legal community. And if it goes on in the legal community, my goodness, does it go on elsewhere. Now, what the heck is the problem? We're gonna close this. So I have no trouble believing the sexual misconduct, degeneracy, and aggression. The things I saw, the things done to me, the things I witnessed by my employer due to others, disgusting, shocking, utterly indefensible. I have the receipts. Yeah, hold on a second. I'm just going to open up that Twitter and tweets and maybe reach out to Jarrett. How long is this video? 15 minutes. Okay, we're not watching that now. So let's scroll down. Monroe claimed to work environment so toxic, he was admitted to the hospital at one point for a heart condition, was put on anti-anxiety medication. Leaving wasn't easy. Monroe alleged he was bullied into signing an aggressive separation agreement after a drawn-out legal fight in which Crowder's lawyers argued he should be blocked from working in any media anywhere in the world for 2 years, have his personal Twitter account seized. Holy shit. These are all allegations, by the way, and don't come to first impressions too quickly. This does fit into a broader pattern of things we do know. The idea of recording conversations and then sharing them publicly, even if you think you're right, I'm not much of a fan of that. I did it with the government, but that was actually as evidence, just in case they decided to raid me for not quarantining my daughter. After emptying his personal bank account to pay his legal fees with his pregnant wife at home, Monroe said he gave in and accepted a deal with Crowder that paid him no money and enforced a non-compete and non-disparagement. October 23, 5 years after Monroe left, he was served with a cease and desist from his former employer threatening legal action if he did not immediately cease all communications with others about the company. He said he was also served with a Rule 202 petition. That's a lawsuit which demanded he be subjected to a deposition under oath in which lawyers could question him about his communications as well as hand over documents of any and all communications about the company. The threats came soon after Mediate reported on allegations of bullying, inappropriate drug use, lewd, sexual, yada, yada, yada. After that report, sources told Mediate that Crowder sought to crack down on leaks to media outlets. He sent a draconian non-disclosure agreements to his current staff with a $100,000 breach of contract penalty. Monroe's non-compete expired after 2 years, yada, yada, yada. Then last week, Crowder's demand for Monroe's deposition and cooperation and handing over documents was awarded by the court. They await my forced cooperation, Monroe said. I will continue to fight. In his video, Monroe requested Crowder release him from his non-disclosure agreement. He's now asking for donations to help him and other ex-employees of Crowder to fight back. He plans on using any money raised to file a counter motion to have the non-disclosure agreement tossed out. Jared isn't a rich man. How long does this go on for? Jeez Louise. Crowder did not respond to an immediate request for comment. In a statement to Mediate, Monroe said, I had no choice. My hand was forced. Anyone who threatens my ability to protect and provide for my family while terrorizing me and my friends with their wealth and power in the darkness has chosen the wrong victim. No more darkness. Time for truth. Louder with Crowder CEO Gerald Morgan defended taking legal action against Monroe in a statement to Mediate. We will not be intimidated. Everyone, no one's going to be intimidated by media, intimidated by media smear tactics. Mr. Monroe entered into an agreement with Louder with Crowder that he knowingly violated after discovering repeated violations. Louder with Crowder was forced to take legal action. The trial court has denied Mr. Monroe's effort to avoid legal proceedings, which are moving forward pursuant to the court's order. This is one of those situations where everybody avoiding lawsuits would reflect better on everybody. So Gypsy Muse, I did not see that. And now that I know about it, I can't say that I'm a happier person for it. Gold coin much, Viva. Yeah, you see my ads. I get gold coins. I get field. That's B Farmer 88. I get Field of Greens, and I get StreamYard. Gypsy Muse. Okay, Neurodivergent said, Crowder has made plenty of mistakes, but I'll wait to see if this is anything I call bullshit, though. Jared cannot even speak to Dave Landau or Quarter Black. Not allowed. This is effed up. No, you withhold forming hard opinions because there are undoubtedly, who knows, look, I could steel man the hypotheticals of both sides. It's conceivable the dude is spreading some serious bad mouthing. That's it. Encryptus says, I posted three tips, the same one three times. It failed and crashed each time, and it took the tokens. No message went through on my side. Not that it was important, just sucks that the feature isn't working for me. Let me screen grab this and send it to the team, because that's not should not be happening. Encryptus, I'm sorry about that. I'll screen grab and I'll mail it to the team, because there's a number of things that they are currently working on. While you're busy demanding free college and a $15 minimum wage, robots and machines are being made to replace 50% of your jobs. It's not bad. Crowder's a narcissist and a bully, but he makes some reasonable points on his show, and it's a decent mug in the Belfry. Well, that's the other problem. It's like Polanski's problems are not ones that I can separate from his art, period, ever again. I mean, I'm not even sure when I discovered what a fucking deviant that guy was, is. I fight with the lead singer from Angels and Airwaves, Tom DeLonge, on Twitter. He's an idiot, but I love his music. My good gosh, do I love Angels and Airwaves? So there are thresholds where you could say, look, they're bad people, or they have problems. I shouldn't be too judgmental, but they are value added in certain respects. And where they have problems, it's not disqualifying. You guys hear the? we're gonna get a good exclusive here. You heard about the story of Andrew Huberman? What's his first name? I make the joke. It's my wife's internet crush. It's not Andrew. It's Andrew Huberman. It's my middle name. I should be able to remember that. Andrew Huberman. I mean, I only knew of him because my wife listened to his podcast, because they're both neuroscientists, and you know, guy's a 6'4", chiseled Greek god in man's body, single, no kids. I'm like, all right, what do we think a single, good-looking, wealthy, famous man with no kids is up to in life? No good, but not necessarily criminal wrongdoing. I tweeted it. Should I share it on Locals? Hold on. The Atlantic, or not the Atlantic, The Intercept, so it's like New York Mag, put out a hit piece on frickin' Andrew Huberman. It reads like the most childish gossip story you can possibly imagine. The biggest scandal is that Andrew Huberman, cheated on girls that he was involved in relationships with. Not a wife, which I think you cheat on anybody, you are playing with your life. You end up with a shotgun in your face when you're sleeping if you do it, like Phil Hartman, Andrew Huberman. But the best they could come up with by way of hit piece were disgruntled ex-girlfriends saying that he wasn't monogamous and he was cheating on them while dating. So that would be an example of what I consider to be immoral behavior that's not disqualifying from a professional perspective. Certainly wouldn't let him, I'll skip that joke. Whatever Crowder's foibles are, and undoubtedly he has to have some, because you cannot succeed in certain industries without a certain personality type. Does it discredit his politics? And there's a limit after which it might. I don't think we're there yet, and I'll wait for more information. But thus far, it sounds like what it sounds like. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. But the Huberman story, you read that, it's like, it's just diary gossip. He was distant. He was texting other women while he was having sex with them. All right, you guys are having sex with a dude. First of all, I question how monogamous everyone in this story was. You are engaged in a non-monogamous, non-marriage relationship with a 45-year-old, rich, buff, single man with no kids. What do you think he's doing? Oh, no, no, no. So what do we got here? His dialogue on his wife was rather interesting. I'm not sure if that's about Crowder, and I'm sure that's from R.P. McMurphy. I'm sure Crowder is hard to work for, says Neurodivergent. Folks, honestly, I take ex-employees' complaints with a grain of salt. Unless they cross the line into illegal, then that's the problem, says S. Stu P. Dassel. Well, Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm not picking on Crowder. We'll see. I hadn't heard the story, and we'll see where it goes. Withhold judgment for the time being. When it comes to Huberman, I was like, if that's the worst that they got, holy crap! It's not even as anywhere near as bad as what they accused Russell Brand of. He's target now. He's gotten too healthy. He's put out too much of a good independent voice of health, and you know, good psychology. He's now a threat to the left. So they've come for him. They're going to take him down. Look at these beautiful kitty cats. Whose fat cat broke the couch there? Broke the bench. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That fatty. Okay. Now, so what did I say I was going to leave over here? We did the Crowder story, which was interesting. We did the Huberman, which I forgot to even talk about. And now let's just talk about Trump lashes out at the judge. Here, this one. Trump lashes out a judge in hush money case after trial date set. Let's hear what he has to say here. Let's hear the lashing out.
I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong.
And would you be concerned that conviction, if you are convicted in that trial, could cost you the election, given what Todd said?
Well, it could also make me more popular because the people know it's a scam. It's a Biden trial. This is a Biden. There is no trial. There's a Biden trial. This is all done by the Democrat Party. And it's all done by Biden and his group. I don't know if it's Biden because I don't know if Biden is even sharp enough. I don't know if Biden knows what's happening. You want to know the truth. Maybe he does. He probably does. But this is all done by Biden and the thugs that work for Biden. And it's a very bad thing. It's a very dangerous thing for our country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do not understand how he maintains his composure. Here's a very, very... not often shared anecdote. I'll come back to this in a second. I once upon a time had a client who became very stocky. And it was 2 weeks of the most miserable 2 weeks of my life were literal stalking, where literally for like 2 years after the individual took his own life, every time I saw a white Acura, I thought it was the person. In retrospect, I might have overreacted, and in retrospect, I didn't handle it all that well, despite my father's reassurances and my father's good advice. What Trump is facing, it's comical in its absurdity from an external perspective, from an observational, from an analytic perspective. It's comical. It's like what would happen in a novel when society fails. He's living through it every day of the week, where they're coming after his life, liberty, and finances and freedom. And I don't know how look, it's almost like a level of detachment from reality. It's bad for them. They're doing this to me. It's bad for them. I don't know how he deals with it. But then again, that's it. I'm not reading that. President Trump has a spine and balls of steel, says Watts Semple. Oh, Stu P. Dassel says, my missing buddy, I had to put him down 8 years ago due to cancer at 13 years old. I still miss him. That is a beautiful, beautiful Dalmatian. It never gets any easier to lose a dog, to have to put down a dog. And Recorta says, today tipping crashed for me as well. So I'm going to screen grab that. Okay, back to the article. We're getting sidetracked and distracted here. All right, what does he say? How does he lash out at the judge? How does he lash out at the commie judge who clearly has it in for him? Get this out of here. Okay, hold on. Bada bing, bada boom. Oh, he lashed out at the judge, calling him a certified Trump hater. I think that's a fair assessment. Mercon, the judge, set the hearing for April 15, denying Trump the chance to delay all of his criminal trials until after November election. Judge Juan Mercon, a very distinguished-looking man, he's not distinguished, he's distinguished-looking, is nevertheless a true and certified Trump hater who suffers from a very serious case of Trump derangement syndrome, he said in truth. In other words, he hates me. His post referenced parts of Mercon's daughter. His post reference reports that Mershon's daughter is an executive at a progressive digital agency and said the judge treated a quote long-term employee, elderly and not in good health, an apparent reference to Weisselberg, viciously. These country destroying scoundrels and thugs have no case against me, witch hunt. I agree. It's amazing. The trial should not be allowed to start in the middle of my campaign, president, he said. They could have filed More than 3 years ago, they waited. Yeah, they waited. And then they waited until the eve of the trial to dump documents on you. He's been charged with 34 counts of falsified business records. Oh, my God. It's all from the same payments. Effing morons. Yep. I say Trump is bang on when it comes to Judge Juan Mercon. And I like how they say it's reports that his daughter works at a progressive liberal think tank, whatever the hell it was. Is it reports or is it confirmed? Because, you know, calling it a report leaves some ambiguity. If it's confirmed, you can still call it a report and not be a liar, but be casting unwarranted doubt as to whether or not it's accurate and true. All right, peeps. Now I'm going to read the chat side here. It says, good threads on the Dally ship that hit the Key Bridge. Oh, it's a thread, though. I don't have the attention span for a thread here. Here, let's see this here. Okay. A massive container ship. Oh, do you know how much that thing flipping weighs? Crashes the bridge, causing a massive collapse. Oh, I guess it didn't get all the bridge, just those sections there. Cutting off the city's container port from the global ocean. At least 6 people are missing. They're not going to be good. Collision occurred at 3:00. Total collapse. Flexport is the 9th largest. Okay, but all the ship traffic. Okay, this is just news. It's the first time. This is not the first time Dally struck the infrastructure while transporting goods. A similar happened in 2016. Far less serious. Okay, well, this is just like what's going on. So that's not what we really. No breaking news in terms of like someone was drunk at the helm. Let's see here. And then Andrew Elswick says, notice how the Key Bridge had no. Yeah, here we go. This is what I want to see. One of two. Only 2 tweets to keep up with, but this is what I want to see. Andrew Elwick says here, notice how the Key Bridge had no fenders. This is why fenders are so important. The only type of protection in this case was the foundation itself, which was not big enough to alter the course of the ship, given the concave shape of the hull. Poor design. If you have fenders in place like the 2 bridges below, there's a good chance the ship is unable to make contact with the pier without the fenders taking the majority of the load first. Yeah, so the fenders look like, yeah, I mean, something to basically divert the ship sideways, a tad, a scotch. I don't see how that, that just looks like a buffer. Okay, the rock buffer. And then on the, on the bridge, the one above it, looks to be just sandbags, a couple of sandbags. Wow. Anyhow, that's it. It was the 47-year anniversary 2 days ago of the construction of that bridge. Catastrophic. Okay. I detest all wannabe audio producers, says Howard Duck. Viva butt is... Buttigieg is so full of it. Anything... let's see here. That was from Anne-Marie. She's obviously groomed and told what to say, says Anne-Marie D. Jen Psaki, the all get back to you queen. That's from Angel 2. God is on Trump's side. He will win good versus evil Canuck. All right. And are there any more tips before I go? Stretch my legs and have an energy drink. Power Cleric $1 says, welcome back from spring break. Pick up phone, dial phone, large white pill incoming. Jeez, Power Cleric, you're right. Okay. And then Finboy Slick says 50% off Viva Barnes Law hosts are Jewish, yet 0% of them have a mullet. You draw your own conclusions, sheeple. Recortes, there's an underrepresentation in the NBA. I presume there's been a Jewish basketball player. But that's because, you know, well, I would say they're all 5'6". They're not all 5'6". Nicole Shahanan, divorce attorney, found Google. Okay, and that's from Pam Walker. And that's it, everybody. Thank you all for being here. It's been phenomenal. It's been fantastic. I'm going to go see what we get on for tomorrow's show. I'm going to go fishing, get some sunlight, play with the kids, not make any disgustingly creepy videos like that. Oh, my kid got a remote control boat when we were on vacation. I think I said it, and the battery went dead and we forgot the cable. I just heard a beep and I don't actually know if that was a real beep or something in my ear. Oh, shoot. Okay. I have to go. Nothing big. I just have to pick up a kid. Okay. Everybody, thank you all for being here. I will see you tomorrow or later on the interwebs in VivaBarnesLaw.org. Seriously, guys, everyone, thank you. Get out there, exercise, and be healthy. Get some fresh air.